Good morning. My guests this morning are Matthew James and Cynthia Leung from the Museums of Sonoma County, nominally, but this is a kind of a different area here. We're talking about a book that Matthew James has just had published by Oxford University Press, and the title is fascinating, Collecting Evolution, Galapagos Islands, Darwin, and the 1906 Earthquake. Welcome, you two.
Thank you.
Morning.
Talk about your book. Talk about the title.
Sure. The title refers to the 17-month expedition that went from the California Academy of Sciences to the Galapagos Islands in 1905 and 1906.
Uh-huh.
And while they were in the Galapagos Islands, the great San Francisco earthquake occurred.
Amazing.
On April 18th, that is, 1906. And that caused the entire California Academy of Sciences to be burned, and all of the contents were lost. So the expedition brought back to San Francisco the material that was the genesis of the new academy, which everyone knows today is in Golden Gate Park.
Right.
But back then, in 1905, it was on Market Street.
On Market Street. Do you know where exactly?
I do. On Market Street between 4th and 5th,
uh-huh,
on property that was given to them by James Lick, who's well known in the
right.
Bay Area for the freeway that fell down and was destroyed, and also for the Lick Observatory,
Lick Observatory
on the top of Mount Hamilton near San Jose.
I'm a San Francisco kid, so I know all that. What got you into this particular sideline of history? I've never heard a word about any of this.
Sure. 35 years ago, when I was a graduate student on the Berkeley campus, I went to the Galapagos on a expedition, which was a paleontology expedition to collect fossils. And we were walking in the footsteps of these eight young men, so-called, who were the expedition members from the 1905-06 expedition. And so I became familiar with their work then, and subsequently I began writing about one of the people, the leader of the expedition, and I also wrote extensively about the sailboat that was used in this expedition, and then I expanded it to include the entire expedition, and that was the genesis of the book. So it refers to collecting evolution. So they weren't going to the Galapagos to either support evolution or refute evolution. They were going simply to get specimens that would then be studied later by
uh-huh.
curators in San Francisco at the California Academy of Sciences.
What did they make of the Galapagos? What was the 1906 view of that strange place?
One of the important things is that there was not a conservation context for science at the time. In the United States, national parks had just got started up, and in Ecuador, that owns the Galapagos, there was no national park. That wouldn't come until 50 years later. So they were going to the Galapagos because Darwin had gone there, Charles Darwin,
right.
Had gone there 70 years earlier in 1835, and they knew that the islands were a good place to collect. And so what they did was they collected a lot of specimens, but it's very important to note that none of the species they collected were made extinct by their activities. Everything that they collected continued to be healthy.
Uh-huh.
With one exception, an exception that proves the rule, and that is they got one tortoise from one island, but no one had ever seen a tortoise from that island either before or after, so no one knows if that was actually a real thing or whether they just got a rare, you know, anomaly
from that
one island. But otherwise, they brought back a lot of specimens, but much of what they brought back were leaves and flowers and insects and snails and seashells that had washed up on the beach. But they also collected reptiles and birds and mammals. And the very good thing from the point of view of science is all that material is still safely housed in the California Academy of
Great.
Sciences.
Well, thank you for coming in, Matthew. And let's tell people that this is a talk and book launch, Thursday, March 30th, starting at 6 in the evening, Collecting Evolution, Galapagos Islands, Darwin, and the 1906 Earthquake by Matthew James. For information, 579-1500. Online, it's museumsc.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.